For 18 years, a girl named Madeline has been kept inside a sterile house, interacting only with her mother and her nurse. She's the main character in Nicola Yoon's new novel for young adults called Everything, Everything.
Essentially, my main character, Madeline, is allergic to the entire world. So she's not sure exactly what she's allergic to. So they take no risks. They basically live in a bubble.
But even though she's cut off, the bubble she lives in is full of teenage angst. Yoon tells Madeline's story through prose, diary entries, text messages, online chats, even illustrations. We are inside her head.
There are all these boundaries that she wants to push against, and she's a normal teenager in an extraordinary situation.
This is a novel for young adults, and there is a first love in this, but it's rendered so much more intense. I mean, young love is always intense,
right.
But it's got this extra intensity because of her condition.
Right. So Madeline is in her house, and she sort of daydreams out the window sometimes. And one day, a moving truck comes by, and a new family moves in, and this super cute boy comes out. He's dressed in black. He does parkour, so he's very physical in a way that Madeline is not. You know, he's very a part of his body, whereas her body sort of traps her. So she immediately notices him across the street.
And even though they have the isolation, obviously, we live in the age of social media, so they're able to get in touch ultimately.
Right. So, yeah, in the book, there are a lot of text messages and IMs, lists and charts, and they eventually get in touch via email and then IM, and then they sort of fall in love.
What's kind of compelling is that Maddie, in spite of her condition, she is so relatable.
Yeah, I thought it was important to make her a person that has accepted her life as it is. I mean, because it would be hard for her to be angry and rail against this disease for 18 years, right? I mean, it's the only way for her to cope. So, I mean, I think a lot of teenagers will relate to, you know, trying to push against your parents' boundaries. Madeline has an extreme situation, but I feel like teenagers all go through this.
It kind of draws into relief some of those universal things. Like when there's obviously, because of her condition, there's an awkwardness about negotiating their physicality, but
right.
That's something that everybody goes through
right.
in a way as
those
well.
Those were like the most fun parts to write, I have to tell you.
Wow.
I'm like totally in love with my husband. I'm like crazy about him. So like writing about falling in love and remembering the awkwardness of when I first met him, that was pretty fun and pretty easy to write.
He's sitting right in the other room, so you have to
right,
have to
and he's
nice,
super
nice
cute.
About him.
I do have
and,
to say
and while you're talking, while we're talking about your husband, David, this book, the novel incorporates graphic elements or illustrations,
right.
You know, things that are drawn by Maddie and documents. And your husband, David, did those, right?
Right, he did those. I'll tell you a story. So I write from 4 to 6 a.m. in the morning.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you have a kid, so that kind of explains
right, right.
that.
When I first
me.
Started writing, she was 4 months old, and that was the time I had to write. And I had this idea that Maddie would draw her world as a way to understand it. And I cannot draw. So I drew this terrible rendition of the Hawaiian state fish, which is called the Humuhumu Nuku Nuku Apua'a. And I went to my bedroom, and David was still asleep, and I woke him up, and it was 4 a.m., and I was like, honey, will you please, please draw this fish for me? And he got up. He made coffee. He gave me a kiss, and he drew the fish. And that is the fish that's in the book to this day. And that's what started sort of those non-traditional elements in the book.
It's a fairly tiny detail in the book that Maddie is biracial. She's half African-American. She's half Asian, but it's not really a factor in the story at all. So why include that detail?
I think we live in a very diverse world, and we need to represent that world that we live in. There are a lot of beautiful people in the world, and they need to get counted. They need to be the heroes in stories as well. I'll say for me, it's very personal because, you know, I'm African-American, my husband's Korean-American, our daughter is mixed. When I grew up, I didn't really see myself in stories, and it was important for me, for my daughter, to be able to see herself in stories as well.
This has been optioned to be made into a film. You know, it would be nice to see some of that on the screen, too.
It would be just wonderful. What a beautiful thing that would be.
Nicola Yoon's amazing new novel, Everything, Everything, is out on Tuesday. It's been a great pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.